What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Have you ever had that moment where you're like, wow, I'm really hot. I don't know if I have enough time to take off my sweatshirt in time before I have to start talking. And then you're like concerned that it might get caught over your head. That just happened to me. So I thought I'd share. I thought it was pretty funny. I did manage to get the sweatshirt off in time to talk to you though. So you're lucky. I made it. It didn't suffocate in my sweatshirt. So how is everyone today? I'm actually here on my own. It's been a while since I've been completely on my own on my show, so I don't know if I know what to do. I'm sure I'll find something to talk about. So today's radio show is actually on vulnerability, and I picked vulnerability. Some of you may know this, some of you may not, that in Access Consciousness there's actually it's called five elements of intimacy. And vulnerability is one of them. So I wanted to just let you guys know up front that I'm actually for the next 5 weeks going to be doing five shows on the five elements of intimacy. And honor, trust, allowance, and gratitude are going to be the next 4 weeks. And today is vulnerability. So welcome. So I thought with vulnerability, we'd actually start with, I know on some of my shows we've done it before, but let's just start with our deepest barriers down, even the ones we don't know about. And you can imagine yourself pushing them down, pulling them down, them just dissolving. You could blow them up if you wanted to. And even if you just do it for a second, I'd like you to just try it just for a second. Deepest barriers down, even the ones you don't know about. There. Awesome. And inside that space that you just tapped into, even if it was just for a second, what were you aware of? What are you aware of? What do you notice? What do you perceive? Is there more space? Is there less space? There's no right or wrong answer here. It's just playing with your awareness. What are you aware of? Now, take a moment and go ahead and put the walls and barriers back up. You're like, what? You just had me take them down. So if you didn't already put them back up, go ahead and put them back up. And now, is it possibly, just notice, is it possibly harder to receive and perceive with the walls and barriers up? Was there more space when you had the walls and barriers down? Now, do you feel some sort of contraction, maybe resistance, maybe you aren't able to like perceive, notice, be aware of all the things because of these walls and barriers? So it's a common misconception. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you there with your walls and barriers up, unless you want to hang on to them and that. Do that, okay, too. It's a common misconception. These walls and barriers are protect us. They keep us safe. They're often, you know, who knows, kind of quiet, reserved, hide out, not make too much of a wake one way or the other. So, truthfully, I wasn't ever too popular, and I also wasn't ever not too popular. I was like literally middle of the road. I played the safe game most of my life. I'm like, this is the safe place to be. This is the place where I'm judged the least. This is where I don't stand out, which is really funny because my name is Venus, and yes, it is really Venus, and I'm 6 feet tall. So I stand out naturally. So to think that I actually didn't stand out was also funny. but I tried to play that like I'm not, you know, too special, I'm not too beautiful, I'm not too anything. Like really, and I did that because I thought that that was actually protecting myself. But what that was really doing was it was cutting off who I am. It was cutting off the gifts and capacities that I have to offer the world. It was cutting off who I'm meant to be, who I'm here to be. So now, let's just play with taking the walls and barriers down, even the ones you don't know about again. And don't worry, you can pick them back up and put them back up anytime. So that's completely up to you. But even if you just take him down for 10 seconds or the next 50 minutes while we're talking, and just see over the next 50 minutes, what are you aware of? What are you perceiving? What energy is available to you? What awareness is available to you that perhaps isn't when you keep yourself in that little box all walled up and safe? Awesome. So now, let me clarify something. This is something kind of another misconception. Let me clarify something around receiving. Receiving, if you're receiving and perceiving things, it doesn't mean that you have to let them stick you. So receiving really is just receiving energy. So let's for example, let's use what I was talking about, like being teased. If you're being judged or teased or something like that, as a kid, I was teased. So with my walls up, there was always this resistance against it, you know, like, and then I also just found myself like avoiding people I wouldn't hang out with, people who made fun of me, you know, and I try to steer clear of them and, you know, just not be put in the what's that called? I want to call it the limelight, but I don't know if that's the right term. But like, you know, a spotlight. I didn't want to be, you know, in the spotlight. So I hid. I made myself as invisible. And again, that safe place. So let's just say that you're somebody, you can remember a time when you were teased. I think we all can remember a time when we were teased, right? So when we resist and react to being teased, it actually is what sticks us. And then the walls and the barriers come up and everything like that. So imagine if you had your walls and your barriers down and somebody teased you and you just saw it as energy, judgment, any judgment that anybody gives you, and you just saw it as energy, an energetic contribution. Could you imagine that that energy just comes through, contributes energy to you, and flows out the back and just moves on, right? It doesn't stick to you. You don't have to hold on to it. So I wanted to clarify that because a lot of times we think that if we're receiving, then that means I must have to hold on to this or let it stick me, or like receiving means that suddenly I'm a new, I'm an extra large storage container. So cool. Let's go ahead and do a clearing around that. So everywhere where you bought the lie that receiving meant you had to hold on to everybody's judgments, points of views, belief systems, and let them stick you, would you destroy and uncreate all that times a godzillion? I'm going to assume somebody out there said yes, because I can't hear you. So yes. And then right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meows. And then just another little reminder, I've said it over time, but just if this is the first time you're listening to one of my radio shows, If you don't know what the clearing statement is, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and read all about it. I'm not going to go into it in depth right now, but it's basically a bunch of acronyms that clear layers of energy that can contribute to things getting stuck. So since we're clearing out the stuck places, I thought, let's do a clearing statement. It's perfect. So again, receiving doesn't mean that you have to hold on to the abuse, the judgments, etc. It's just seeing it as interesting point of view. So interesting point of view allows energy to just, or let's say a judgment or somebody teasing you, to just be their point of view, but it doesn't stick to you. You just go, oh, interesting point of view. You have that point of view. You can also, just as a side note, you can also use interesting point of view when you have some sort of negative judgment or something going on for yourself. You can also say interesting point of view. And oftentimes that just saying interesting point of view changes the energy so that it's not something that sticks or that you make real and true. Because if you think about it, everybody's judgments that they might have about you, or a lot of times it's something that's going on in their world anyway, so then they judge you. And if you just saw it as an interesting point of view, really wouldn't have anything to push against. So that brings me back to the walls and barriers thing. I've done this exercise before, and I think I've even talked about it here before. And it's so relevant here. So when you have walls and barriers up and you're trying to protect yourself against, let's say, judgments or being teased, then that person or whoever's throwing that energy at you has something to push against. But if you take your walls and barriers down and that energy comes at you and comes through you and out, then it doesn't have anything to stick to. It doesn't have anything to push against. I remember Gary Douglas talking about his ex-wife and how they were, you know, she would get angry with him and you know, she'd be saying all this stuff to him. And at first, you know, there was this resistance to it. And then he realized, okay, I just need to take my walls and barriers down here. And it was amazing because he said that, you know, like she'd run out of steam because she had nothing to push against. If you are a walking, talking, interesting point of view person, then there really isn't anything that can stick to you. The only things that stick to you are the things that you let stick to you. So the vulnerability is the willingness to have those deepest barriers down, even the ones you don't know about, and be interesting point of view about everybody's points of view. And let that energy just be what it is. It's just energy. And little side note, which I think is really fun, like for every judgment that you can receive, you'll make an extra $5,000 a year that year. For every judgment, though, that you deflect or resist or react to, it costs you $10,000. So no wonder, you know, our bank accounts haven't been growing in droves because we have a lot harder time receiving or just allowing judgment to be an energetic contribution and an interesting point of view. And I could be just speaking for myself. Maybe I'm the only one that has this out here, and that's fine. But if we can practice that, like going, okay, so what if this vulnerability thing isn't, like, it is taking the walls and barriers down, but it isn't unsafe. It isn't a weakness. What if the vulnerability thing was more of a strength? And I'm going to talk more on that in a little bit, but I really wanted to just touch on how we have it backwards. You know, like, no, if I have these walls and barriers, then I'm reinforced and I'm strong and I'm good, right? Rather than if I have my deepest barriers down, then I can be more aware. What if your awareness is what comes from being vulnerable? And the more aware you are, the safer you are. Because the truth is, if you're using your awareness to protect you, then your awareness is going to tell you, don't go down that alley, or don't, you know, turn right instead of left going home, even though you normally turn left. You know, that awareness will always keep you safer, probably, than any wall or barrier that you could ever erect, or any box you could put yourself in, for that matter. So just letting judgments come through, contributing energy to you, but then not sticking you, allowing it to just be a flow. And from that flow, how much more aware are you? How much more space do you have? So we're going to take a short break. If you have any questions for me, I'd love to hear from you. You can call 202-570-7057, and I'll hear you on the other side.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We were talking about vulnerability, and we spent the first part talking about deepest barriers down. Anybody notice, did you put them back up while you were on break? You're like, oh, that's over. Quickly, let's get these walls and barriers back up. So let's just for fun bring them back down, even the ones we don't know about. It's awesome. I don't know if you guys know this. Maybe you guys aren't aware of this, but even when I say that, and I'm not only saying it to you, I say it to me myself, like that all of a sudden I can perceive you more. Like, I'm like, oh, there you are, people out there listening. I know some of you are listening, and thank you for being here. And thank you for all of you that listen later. Like, I think that's really awesome. But it's, to me, there's this, like, connection, you know, with everything, with the trees outside, with the sunlight, with you, with all the people. I'm actually in this, at this moment, I'm sitting in my new living room. I just moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's a bright, sunny, vaulted ceiling house. It's very beautiful. And I, like, I can even just perceive the energy of the home and the paintings that are around and all that stuff. So there's, it's almost like there's a gift available in vulnerability that we haven't even tapped into, or if we have, we've had brief moments of it. And it's that space, it's that ease, it's that connection, the oneness with everything, right? So another way we're going to talk about vulnerability is, there's recently in Access Consciousness, we've been talking a lot about ghillie suits of class. And basically, a ghillie suit, for those of you who don't know, is what the military use to hide them, the snipers use to hide themselves literally in the grass, you know. And they, like, you could literally almost step on one, or maybe you would step on one because you couldn't see it. It just, the ghillie suit blends the person into the ground. So, but the ghillie suits, like I said, are to hide. And so we also have all created these ghillie suits of class to hide our own magnificence, our own brilliance, our own talents, our own abilities. And mine, I think it was really interesting because I realized this the other day, my ghillie suit of class was the middle of the road, the not shaking, stirring the boat too much, not, you know, not mixing things up, not making things, not being confrontational, not, you know, and even financially, my family was middle class, you know, like, so we weren't really dirt poor, and we also weren't, filthy rich. We were right in the middle. And there's a saying out there, it's a kind of a side note, but I think it's actually really funny. It's like, good is the worst. No. Yes. Good is the worst enemy of great. So, and that's middle class. Middle class is everything's good. It's not great. It could be better, but it's good. So it's not bad. And I don't know if you know, if you've noticed, like, the people who are like, who were like dirt poor growing up, that a lot of them have such a drive to never be that when they get older, that they create great things. But there's some sort of, you know, energy that they're willing to be that takes them beyond the poor. They're like, no, I'm not going to be poor. But then middle class, for me, I'll just talk for me, like, my challenge has been, like, going from everything's good and just, you know, getting by and all that stuff to going to great and exceeding what I think is possible and going beyond that. But I will say, you have to be willing to stand out now. And this is on me for sure. Like, I have to be willing to stand out. I have to be willing to be seen. I can't withdraw. I can't go into hiding. I have to keep putting myself out there. So, you know, taking on this radio show was one of those things. It's like, okay, I'm putting myself out there. I do a daily Facebook Live on my public profile page, and it's 5 days a week. And then, you know, other things, but just being willing to be exposed. But my willingness to be exposed really has had me be more vulnerable. You know, there are more opinions, interesting points of view coming at me now, right? And it's cool. The interesting point of view is great because it actually gives you a tool to, like, you know, not let anything stick you. And then also just being willing to just go, you know what, none of it really means anything. So, but I wanted to do a clearing because the ghillie suit of class can be a big thing. So what ghillie suit of class are you using to create the hiding in plain sight you are choosing? And everything that is, times of God, saying, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. What ghillie suit of class are you using to create the hiding in plain sight are you using? And everything that is, times of God's saying, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Where are you hiding in plain sight that has you playing the safe game? So have you ever noticed, like, the people who are really, really successful and big out there, like, they're not hiding. I love this. I was listening. Simone and Brendan and Dane were facilitators, Access Consciousness facilitators class in Rome in March. And Brendan was talking about how, you know, stepping into being a facilitator of Choice of Possibilities, it's a class that's worldwide, highly, highly recommended. He said that one of the things that he learned was that his life was no longer private. So where are you still trying to keep your life private that has you playing the safe game? And everything that is, times of God's letting it destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. So some of you know this. I may have said something about it. Some of you may not. But I recently moved to Salt Lake with my partner and his daughter. And I've lived on my own for a while. And it's funny because it's like I had to go through like sharing things and all that stuff, which, you know, I got over fairly quickly. But what I realized was, like, how comfortable I had gotten living in my house on the hillside in Telluride, Colorado, and not being exposed and not, like, if I was having a bad day, nobody in the world had to know that, ever. Nobody ever saw that. So now it's like I have a grumpy day and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm grumpy today. They're usually like, yeah, it's not a big deal. But that's how much I was hiding. I was like literally removed. I was almost like a monk living in a cave on the mountaintop. And hiding myself and not willing for people to see me when I was upset, and not willing for people to see me when I was having a bad day, and not willing for people to see me when I didn't have makeup on or whatever. You know, it's like we all have our things, right? So, but if you say you want more in your life, it's kind of hard to get more in your life if you're living out your life in a cave on a hill. Just saying, from personal experience, I can only get so far with everything, right? So, and that was totally safe for me. I was rarely judged, but I actually, this is funny, I was having a conversation with Shannon O'Hara. So all these people that I'm referencing pretty much are Access Consciousness facilitators and amazing, amazing people, and changed my life in so many ways. And Shannon O'Hara said, she said something like, well, I don't know what to find you for. And that was really fascinating to me because it's true. I had spent so many years, and this was a little while back, but I had spent so many years being in the alternative healthcare field and serving people, but every time I started to get big or popular or have a following, I would totally go off the grid. I'd be like, okay, it's time to move to Hawaii or something random. Like I'd move somewhere or I'd completely change my stars and like get away from everyone. I was in San Diego. I did the same thing. It's like, oh, things are starting to really take off. I got to go. You know, I was in Telluride. I was like, oh, things are really starting to grow and take off and I got to go. Because I wasn't willing to be exposed and I wasn't willing to be out in the, I think it's limelight, but we'll just say spotlight. So, because I'm like, every time I say it, I go, I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to say. Anyway, this is what happens, folks, when you don't chime in and talk to me. I get stuck to myself for an hour. and who knows what you're going to get. So, welcome to the show. Cool. So everywhere where you're playing the safe game and not willing to be exposed, not willing to play a bigger game, would you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys and dance. Excuse me. The other thing too is like being willing to fall flat on your face, right? So where have you not been willing to fall flat on your face? To fail, that's the other thing too. We don't want to look bad. So if we don't want to look bad to others, so we don't take chances because we don't want to fail. Well, the people that are really successful out there are willing to fail all the time. And the truth is every failure is a step closer to success. So in the conversation of vulnerability, would you be willing to fail? Would you be willing to try something that doesn't make any sense to anyone else? People are probably going to judge you. They're probably, oh, and by the way, this is great news. Great news. If people are judging you, then you're on the right track. If there are people that are trying to talk you out of what you're doing and change it in some way, or they have some sort of really strong opinion about it, you are on the right track. Keep going. Don't give up. Because you're going to get more. You're going to get more attention. The more you're out there, the more attention you're going to get. Positive and negative. You'll get it from all of it and none of it. Even the positive judgments are just interesting points of view. None of it means anything. The only person that you need to get up and see every morning is you, right? So would you be willing to be vulnerable enough to fail, to try something and have it not work out? And who knows, you might be surprised and it might work out far greater than you ever imagined. Probably will anyway. But every failure is a step to success. Every time you try something and it doesn't work, you get closer to success. The only failure really in life is when you don't, you give up or you don't ever try, right? So I know I've said that, but I wanted to bring the willingness to fail into the vulnerability conversation. And so everywhere where you haven't been willing to fail and still playing the safe game, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate at times of godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What ghillie suit of class are you using to hide in plain sight? Are you choosing everything that is times of godzillion? Will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What ghillie suit of class are you using to play the safe game? Are you choosing? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, go, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys and yawns. And the truth is, Most of us have bought the lie that it's safer to stay hidden rather than to be exposed and vulnerable. So everywhere where you bought the lie that it's safer to stay hidden rather than be exposed and vulnerable, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Awesome. And everywhere where you bought the lie that it's safer to stay hidden rather than be exposed and vulnerable, will you destroy and uncreate it all times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Thank you for those of you chiming in with yes. I love it. And so I want you to ponder something, because we're about to take another short break, but I want you to ponder something over the break, and maybe grab a pen and a piece of paper, because we're going to do a little game when we get back. So start to think, what is the value of staying hidden? If you have any questions for me, please feel free to call in 202-570-7057. We'll hear you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Awesome. Well, welcome back. Right before the break, I said, grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to play a game with you. I'm actually going to play it with you. So take just a quick minute to write down, what's the value of staying hidden? Like, what have you made so valuable about that? What have you made right about it? What have you decided that staying hidden is giving you? Like, you think there's something that you've made valuable about it. Like, it's giving you something. And maybe it's something like you think it's safety. Let's see, what value of staying hidden. You don't have to be exposed. It could be anything, right? So I'm just throwing some ideas out there as you jot them down. What is the value of staying hidden? Of hiding your magnificence, of hiding who you truly are from the world. What have you decided that staying hidden is giving you? And just jot a few things down. Or what do you think staying hidden is giving you. Cool. And I'm just going to gamble that you have a couple of things written down at least, right? So now tapping into staying hidden, what is staying hidden costing you? Different list. Now we're asking, what is staying hidden costing you? Just write down a few things. I'm writing a few things down too. Awesome. Okay, so I'll just go for me since I'm the only one here talking today. what's the value of staying hidden? So for me, it was kind of a misconception of safety, not having to be exposed. You know what? And the truth is, I also didn't have to be challenged. Like, I didn't have to be stretched and challenged to grow, to become more, to work through my stuff. So definitely comfortable. I definitely had more, it was more comfortable to stay hidden. Cool. And so, right? So those are just some of mine. I don't know what some of yours are. And then looking at now, let's look at the question of, like, what is staying hidden costing you? So for me, it's been costing me oneness. It's been costing me fun. It's been costing me more joy. And it's been costing me connection. So now look at those two things, what you thought was valuable about staying hidden, and what it's costing you. And now ask yourself, is it worth it? Is everything that you're getting on list A worth what it's costing you on list B? I'm going to tell you, for me, absolutely not. I would much rather have oneness, fun, joy, connection, more ease in my life than I would to be safe and not be exposed and not be challenged and be comfortable. Truthfully, comfortable is kind of boring to me. excuse me, and you have to decide whether that's completely up to you. But if you think list A, what you are getting out of it is more valuable than list B, that's fine. But if you think it's not, then everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Everywhere where you have made it more valuable to stay hidden, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and yachts. And everything that staying hidden and not being vulnerable is costing you, will you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and yonks. Wow. More space, less space. Cool. So, what if, now that we've maybe cleared that out, if you let... Okay, and let's actually do this. So for those of you who were like, not sure if I'm ready to like get rid of the whole list of what it's, you know, of what I have that's valuable. Like, okay, cool. Would you be willing to give up just 10%? Would you be willing to just give up 10% of what you're hiding, of the magnificence of you that you're hiding from the world and everything? That is a times a good thing. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pottle, nine shorts, boys and yams. Maybe 30%, 50%, 80%. Would you be willing to give up just a little bit of what you've made so valuable about staying hidden? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meows. So what if, I love these questions, what if vulnerability was an untapped magical ability you have? And I say untapped because most of us have not, and I'll speak for myself, I'm speaking for myself today too, folks. So I have always thought that it was more valuable to be shielded and protected and not exposed than it was to be vulnerable. But when I'm vulnerable and my walls are down and my barriers are down, I'm more connected. I'm having more fun. I'm more joyful. I laugh at myself more because things are silly and funny, right? But if I'm buying that the walls and barriers and staying hidden in this ghillie suit is more comfortable, it's really costing me everything. It's costing me everything that I've ever asked for in my life. It's even costing me more money. So, would you be willing to be more vulnerable than you've ever been before? More exposed, more in the spotlight, and truthfully, more judged and more disliked. You're going to have people who admire you, people who like you, people who hate you, people who hate you, then they adore you, right? It's just the way it goes. But are you going to let those people and their points of view stop you from being you? And if you're willing to destroy and uncreate that, even just a little today, to destroy and uncreate it, time's a good thing. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. If you're so worried about what other people think about you, then you can't be you, which is joy, ease, joy, and glory. That's the mantra of Access Consciousness, ease, joy, and glory. Right? And if you're not being ease, joy, and glory, you're not being you. So then who are you being? Who are you pretending to be? Who are you hiding from? What are you hiding? Right? And yeah, sometimes you're potent, you're amazing, you're brilliant, you're talented. I love that poem by Nelson Mandela or Mary Williamson. I give credit to both now because I'm not actually entirely sure who wrote it, so I give credit to both of them. But who are you to be talented, fabulous, brilliant, and who are you not to be? You were born to be the brilliance of God, to be you. I am actually paraphrasing and making, expanding on it. But you were meant to be you, not somebody else, not pretend to be less than you. But that means you have to be all of you. And that is going to be judged. Some people aren't going to like it. And truthfully, a lot of people aren't going to like it because they're not going to like it because they don't want to be challenged Like, if you're being you, all of you, you invite other people to be the same. And truthfully, some people don't want that. They don't. They want to stay in their comfort zone. They want to stay where it's safe. And that's fine. They could choose that. But the judgments that you'll get from most people is because you're challenging their belief systems and where they don't want to get bigger. You're challenging their choices. But that's between, that's them, right? So please don't let other people stop you. You know, what would it take for you to never let anyone stop you from being amazing, the amazing being you truly are? Awesome. Cool. Well, I would love to hear from, I have Joseph for a question real quick.
Well, thank you for this program, by the way. Today, it's been really awesome, because this is something that comes up in my world daily, is this whole vulnerability thing, and am I really being me? I guess my question is that, and I loved the exercise that you did writing it out on paper. Is that a good exercise to do every day, or is there like a daily exercise that you might recommend that might help with that?
Awesome. Thanks. Great question. I think truthfully, I think the list, what I've seen for most people is, you know, when you really need to like see what it's costing you, that's a great thing to do, you know, because it's, you're playing the safe game. But if I was to talk about a daily practice and a daily exercise, it would be interesting point of view. So I would, for every thought, feeling, and emotion you have, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. For every point of view you receive from other people, interesting point of view, they have that point of view. It just takes all the energy out of it. And then it's like, oh, that's just not, you become unstoppable, because you don't let your own negative self-talk defeat you or stop you. And you don't let other people's points of view stop you or defeat you.
Wow.
And wow. Gary Douglas and Dane here say, if you do interesting point of view for every thought, feeling, and emotion that you have for 3 days, you will be free for the rest of your life. You will forever be free.
Okay. Well, that's really exciting.
That's awesome.
I like the idea of that.
I do. That's great. Thank you. Well, thank you, Joseph. Great question. Did you have any other questions? Oh, I think he tore off. Okay, cool. So just to wrap up today, what if you saw vulnerability as a gift instead of a curse? A possibility instead of a wrongness? A strength instead of a weakness? What might be possible if vulnerability was something far greater than you could ever imagine possible? And all the places where you were made wrong for being too anything, too sensitive, too much, too beautiful, too emotional, too whatever, would you destroy and uncreate it and return it all to sender with interesting point of view attached? And times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Awesome. So like I said, we're going to be talking about the five elements of intimacy, and this week was on vulnerability. I'd recommend practicing interesting point of view, I have that point of view, or interesting point of view, they have that point of view, for every thought, feeling, emotion you have. Thank you, Joseph, for that question. Very great. And then also the deepest barriers down, even the ones you don't know about. Start every conversation, every meeting, every time you talk to somebody, every time you're with somebody, practice your deepest barriers down and see what might be possible there. See what what else is you're aware of, what other energy you're tapping into. And then over the next 4 weeks, we'll be covering the other four, which is honor, trust, allowance, and gratitude. And I believe next week is honor. So I look forward to hearing you guys next week as we talk about the five elements of intimacy and honor. Thank you so much for listening and being here this week. I look forward to hearing you next time.